This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
I haven't brought this up with you guys. I thought the Commanders and Adam Peters, what he did last week, was idiotic. You may disagree. Why the hell do you bring in all four quarterbacks at the same time to talk to them? It's a job interview. These guys want to feel comfortable with you. You want to feel comfortable with them. Instead, it's a competition now. I'm puffing out my chest. I'm trying to be the guy in the room. I just thought it was idiotic of the Commanders to do what they did. And if you're not familiar, they basically brought in four quarterbacks who they thought, again, are thinking about potentially taking, and they brought them in on the same day. Guys, around the NFL, Baldy will tell you, Jason will tell you, that is not the norm. That's not what teams do, okay? With that said, what do they do at two? Now that we know that story's out there, you guys can comment. I just thought it was crap. I didn't get where they were trying to go with that whole situation.
It's just awkward because I've never heard of anything like that. It really, I mean, you're trying to get to know, it's hard enough just to try to get to know one guy. To try to do it in mass, like in any scenario, it wouldn't make any sense. If you're going for a job interview, the last thing you want to do is sit at a table with four guys you're competing with the guy that's got to make this. So anyways, that's in the past. Cliff Kingsbury kind of blew off the Raiders to come to Washington, presumably to want to coach the Heisman Trophy winner. Like that's Cliff. You can say whatever you want about Cliff as a head coach. The guy's worked magic with quarterbacks going back to, you know, Johnny Manziel and, you know, Baker and Patrick and, you know, Caleb last year. Like, and he was drafted by the Patriots. He was in the room with Brady every day. He kind of knows what quarterbacks, the mindset they got to have to be successful, not to mention Kyler and what he did there. I just feel like Jaden Daniels makes a lot of sense here. He's a really good player. He went from Arizona State. He took his game to another level. We're seeing two wide receivers. They're going to be first-round picks out of LSU. He's a big reason why they're going to be first-round picks. He's a difference maker. He just is. Now, he's got a narrow frame, and you got to protect him, and you got to do a lot of things. He can't just run through the NFL like he did against Alabama or Florida last year. But, you know, Cliff is pretty good. He's pretty creative in his offense. I really like the way Cliff coaches offense. I think it's Jaden Daniels. I think it's been Jaden Daniels.
Nothing changed.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think J.J. McCarthy's under heavy consideration. I think there's some people in the building who look at Drake May's, you know, size and projectables and say, man, that's something you could dream on. But ultimately, I think it's Jaden Daniels. I think even the signing of Mariota, you know, there's like some people in the industry who are like, look, but, you know, they're looking at that as a tell, right? Like, why would they be attracted to Mariota? Is that a sign of, you know, the offense they're going to run? And we remember Mariota's beaten down now, but like we know what Mariota was sort of, right? Mm-hmm. When people dreamed on him coming out of college, what they thought. I think ultimately they will do what sort of is consensus, and Jaden Daniels is the second best quarterback. He's going to go to like and the Kingsbury factor and what he wants to run. I think the coaches, Dan Quinn, I think has a lot of, you know, Adam Peters, rookie GM, you're all about consensus. You want to make everybody happy. You're trying to build a family. I think the analytics people in that building, if given the pick, I think it could be J.J. McCarthy, but I don't think it's going to go that direction. You know, and as to bringing everybody in like that, I think it was too cute by half. You know, it was overthinking things. It was trying to be different for the sake of being different. I do wonder, there's a lot of people there with NBA backgrounds. And, Carl, you might know this more, but I kind of feel like in the NBA, in those situations, sometimes they will bring in two or three kids and maybe have them work out a little bit against each other. You know, not anything too rigorous, but, hey, we're evaluating three centers for this pick. Like, let's bring them all in. And, like, it felt NBA-ish to me. Like, that felt like, you know, hey, we're going to bring what we do over here to the NFL. And some things have translated, the dumping of contracts and the way they're selling off cap money now and things like that. So I don't know. Maybe it had its roots in that or not. But it didn't. No one who was involved in it thought it was, like, from the agent and player side, like, no one who participated in that, like, thought it was a very good idea. Like, yeah. They thought it was a shit show.
Exactly. And yeah, the NBA model is a good example. And, yes, teams do that. I just think, you know, my thing with this, guys, and I said, can you imagine, Baldy, as we said, you know, you walk in, you're Jaden Daniels, you're like, yo, Drake, what are you doing here? You know what I mean? And yeah. It's like, yeah, JJ, what are you doing here? You know, it's like, it's just weird. So, yeah. Real quick, Bears have the number one pick, guys. All thinking that they're taking Caleb Williams. Raise their hand. Everybody raise their hand. Caleb Williams, done.
Yeah. All right. To his copper, raise a paw.
Over under 4.5 quarterbacks taken. I think that's the number right now. Guys, it could change. 4.5 quarterbacks taken. Over under. Where are you guys at? Under?
Maybe over. I think at least 5.
In the first round.
It surprised me to see somebody trade back into the first round to get Bo Nix. But I think I hear that Penix is a lock in the first round. And I'm not saying Bo Nix isn't, but I feel like for this, I'll take the over every day on this one right here.
Wow. One of my favorite props that's available, and I'm shocked it hasn't moved to 5.5. Like every time I've hit refresh on my browser, if I'm looking at making a wager or one of the people who I write for cover wagering for, I'm shocked that no book has moved it to 5.5 yet. I think if you can get 5 of the first 15 or 16 picks to be quarterbacks, I if you can find that market, yep. I would wager in that market. I don't think Penix gets past. Well, frankly, I got him going to Minnesota at 11 in the mock I'm going to put out for the Washington Post. But if that doesn't happen, if they move up for Drake May, then I don't think Penix gets past the Raiders at 13. Like that would blow me away if they, whoever they took over him, whichever corner, pass rusher, or O-lineman, that franchise would take over Michael Penix, that would blow me away.
If Al Davis is whispering to his son right now, he's like, go get Daryl LeMonica, you know, go get, you know, the Mad Bomber.
Yes. Yes. Like,
let's go get him. I mean, that's Raider football right there. Let's get Cliff.
They did it with Jay freaking Schrader, bro. Come on. Like, they won't do it for Michael Penix.
They wanted to be
anywhere looking at this. I mean, come on.
Schrader. All right. Over, under 4.5 quarterbacks. I agree. I think so too. Over. Tampering, guys. What's the league thinking here? There's a big gray area. Right now, for those who aren't aware, the league is investigating the Falcons and the tampering into Kirk Cousins before they should have. And then the Eagles are also being investigated. The end result, guys, is probably going to be a draft pick taken away. Not this year, probably next draft. Is this BS? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Look, this free agent tampering, like, tampering is, it's not even a word. Like, there's a negotiating period. If they hit the, you know, if they hit the green light before the whistle went off, all right. Like, I just think they just micromanage this kind of stuff, and the public doesn't need to hear about this. Like, it just doesn't look good, and it makes it sound like there's all this illegal stuff going on. They got enough issues with fans thinking, like, all these games are fixed to begin with.
Sure.
They still need to, like, pile on with this right now.
I agree completely. However, if you piss the wrong people off in this league, you pay the price. And I think Atlanta pissed some of the wrong people off. If it sounds like I'm talking about the mafia, well, I don't know. Study the way the league office works. I think there's a lot of mafia, frankly, comparisons that could be drawn. They make the rules up as they go along, and the rules apply differently to different people, again, depending on whose poop you step in. So I hear conspiracy theory, maybe, but I've had multiple GMs just sort of opine, putting on their thinking caps. What do we think the league office is going to do? I think the Eagles helped them get some things voted through at this owners' meetings back in March, that they did some favors. They called in some favors. They helped the competition committee move some things the way that Rod wanted to move. And so there's a sentiment out there that the Eagles are not going to get slapped as hard as Atlanta. And we're talking about quarterbacks. And I think people are going to go, whoo, when they see what happens to Atlanta. And my guess is this will come out right around the first round of the draft. So it'll be obscured by all the good news and all the excitement about quarterbacks. But there's people out there who think the Falcons pissed off the wrong people. So
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Interesting. All right, guys, last thing. I just want to get your thoughts. We already saw a quarterback traded. Zach Wilson goes to the Broncos. Does this take the Broncos out of the quarterback market in this draft?
I don't even understand the move.
Come on.
I don't even
understand. Me neither.
I mean, I don't even understand. Like,
it's sleight of hand, Baldy, right? It's just going Peyton, like, look over here and don't look at how bad we really need somebody to come out, right?
It's three-card Monty is what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. I think they trade back and get Bo Nix. I'm hearing a lot of rumblings about Denver trading back. I can see them trading back with Pittsburgh. I can see them trading back with the Eagles. If they think they could go all the way back to 30 and get Bo Nix there, I can see them trading back with, I don't know if the Ravens want to come up to 12 for somebody, but like, I don't think it changes anything about their quarterback situation. Maybe they can get Bo Nix at the top of round two. I don't know. But no, this does nothing for their quarterback situation.
Baldy's breakdowns, guys. He's been putting stuff out there. Go check it out. Jason, Washington Post, he says he's going to put that final mock out there, right? Is that right? That's coming?
Filing it tonight, Tuesday night.
You got trades in your mock, Jason, or are you going without trades?
I do. No. Okay. No, I got some trades.
All right, make sure you guys check that out and check us out here in the huddle. We're back. We're going to take a look at what happened in the first round, at least the big stories. Caleb Williams is not a big story. We know that's going to happen, all right? It's the other things that are going to happen in this draft that are going to surprise and shock us. So we're back Friday to talk about it with you guys. Subscribe, tell your friends, guys, and thank you guys for being here. Jason, enjoy the draft. Baldy, you too. We'll see you guys at the end of the week.
Thanks, take care, everybody. Thanks, guys.